If the Jews are Israel, as the churches try to say, then I ask the question, whence the tares? Where are the tares? Matthew 15:13, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. So there are those in the field who are not planted by our heavenly Father. This is not commonly believed. Matthew 19:11-12, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Everyone cannot receive Jesus' saying. This is contrary to the popular teachings also. In the parable of the sower and the seed, Jesus explains in Matthew 13:38, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The religious churches might not like to think that there are people on earth who are classified as tares. There are two plantings of different kinds in the field. A tare cannot hear or believe. Paul confirms this when he talks about vessels fitted for destruction in Romans 9:22. Jesus states that every plant is not planted by his heavenly Father. Jesus says that it is the enemy who plants the tares. Jesus also makes it very clear that every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up, Matthew 15:13. So it's very clear that there are two kinds of people, one from above and one from below in the vineyard. It must still be so today on earth, since the two kinds continue to grow together until the harvest. This harvest is at the end of the age, so it has not yet happened. It is yet to happen. The churches will never allow this separation of kinds in their teaching, and they include everyone as being able to receive the word. The prophets and Jesus agree that the word was given to Israel alone. That is why Jesus said to Nicodemus that it was necessary to be begotten from above to be able to perceive the kingdom of God. The Greek, word anothen, is erroneously rendered as born again in the traditional teaching, but should be rendered born from above. The problem is to determine whether a tare originates from having a biological beginning or whether it is only a matter of belief. The answer is that both factors are involved. Esau rejected his birthright and founded a line of sperma or seed, which was not intrinsically good seed. Although tares are not said in Scripture to be seed, they are sown in the field in the same way as the good seed, although they may not have been sown at the same time. The two were different in their character. The term sperma is used in Scripture to identify genetic groupings and to separate one group from another. Esau founded a dynasty through rejection of his birthright. God calls Esau the border of wickedness and the people against whom the Lord has indignation forever. In Malachi 1:4, both the words border, Hebrew word gabal, and people, am, show that the word Esau represents a people. Since Jacob and Esau had the same biological parents, with wheat representing Jacob and tares representing Esau, we can see why tares and wheat are difficult to separate by appearance as they are sprouting up. Both are sown in one field. Note that a field where the sowing was done was an enclosed area, only a small portion of the whole earth. It is at the time of bearing fruit that the physical separation is to be made. Some of the Judeans were tares and could never be anything else. A tare cannot turn into a wheat plant, but both must grow together unto the harvest when the tares are first gathered and set aside for burning. The religious denominations partly recognize that the tares come from those who have turned away from God, like Esau, who could not find repentance. The tare cannot find repentance, 2 Peter 2:15-21, Hebrews 10:26-29, Hebrews 12:16-17. Among the Judeans were descendants of Esau who had inherited a disbelief problem. These descendants were known as Edomites, and although they are of the same biological line as Abraham and Isaac, we are told that they, Isaac and Esau, are two nations and two manner of people, Genesis 25:23. God says that he hates Edom and that Edom will be destroyed at the time of the harvest. It will be shown how some of Edom have become Jews, and we have seen that some of the Judeans are not Israelites, even though they descended from Abraham. Jesus told them that much in John 8:37 when he said, I know that you're Abraham's seed or sperma, but you're not Abraham's children, technon. The inheritance continued from Isaac through Jacob, not Esau. Esau is not Jacob, who was renamed Israel. Can the Jews be identified? Who are these people against whom Jesus spoke so vehemently? Who were these people the Apostle Paul declared were contrary or antagonistic to all men? 1 Thessalonians 2:15. Let us explore the connection between the Jews and Esau. Note, Jews are also derived from other races. Malachi 1:2-4. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. They shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Hebrews 12:16-17, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. It is contrary to popular evangelical thought to say that one can reject his birthright and not be able to find it again. Esau knew what he was doing and despised what God had to offer him. This is why God hated him. Esau sold his birthright. He did not just backslide. But Scripture teaches that the Lord has indignation against Esau forever, Malachi 1:4. There is a whole line of prophecy against Esau's descendants which is studiously avoided today. This is because of the widely held belief that the modern Israeli state represents the beginning of the regathering of Israel. And so every reference to anyone else being regathered to Jerusalem to be burnt must be hidden. It is time this was uncovered. In Scripture, the descendants of Esau are also presented by some other names. In Genesis 36:8, Esau is Edom. In 36:9, the father or progenitor of the Edomites. Genesis 36:43, the father of the Edomites. Deuteronomy 2:5, I have given Mount Seir unto Esau. Ezekiel 35:15, O Mount Seir and all Idumea. Jeremiah 49:13, Amos 1:12, Bozrah, city of Edom, and Teman, a peoples descended from Esau. They are also known as Temanites, Amalekites, and other descendants of the 12 dukes of Edom, Genesis 36:11-42. It may include the Horites, among whom Edom settled in Seir. Job's comforters were Temanites, and from this we can see their religious bent. But they did not speak that which was right, as did Job. Job 42:7. Here we find many names where we can look for prophecy about the descendants of Esau. Before we do so, let us look at Esau a little further. Esau married the daughter of Ishmael, a Hittite, and other Canaanites. His sons married Canaanites. This is a further reason for isolating all his descendants. Israel was later told to exterminate the Canaanites before taking the Holy Land as an inheritance. The consequences to Israel of mixed marriage with the Canaanites was known, but it did not stop Esau. This is one of the reasons why God cut him off. The Canaanites were not to enter the congregation of the Lord for all generations. Even if Israel did not finish this task of destroying the Canaanites, they will yet be destroyed. They cannot be converted. Try telling the churches today that there is a family of people who cannot be converted. The all-the-world doctrinal interpretation prevents understanding. The churches refuse to believe Zechariah, who says that after the regathering of Israel there shall no more be the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts, Zechariah 14:21. We will shortly look at the destiny of Edomite Jewry. In Genesis 27:40-41, God said that Esau was destined to serve his brother, and Esau hated Jacob because of this. Esau has been against Jacob ever since. But here Isaac prophesied of Esau that he would break Jacob's service and take the dominion. So biblically and historically, the Edomites become the outward religious rulers of the inheritance of birthright land. This possibly applies to the church seen today because those controlling doctrinal issues have taken the dominion in the same way. These are the Nicolaitans, whom Jesus says he hates with intense hatred, Revelation 2:15. King David conquered Mount Seir and the Edomites and compelled them to obey the Mosaic law. It was later, after the captivity and under the guise of the new Jewish religion, that the Edomites took dominion in the land and they became the rulers of the Jews over a period of time. Through the New Testament, they were referred to as Jews, but never are they spoken of being descendants of Judah. So let us see some things that the modern Jews themselves have to say. In the Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, 6376, David made Edom into an Israelite province ruled by appointed governors. 2 Samuel 8:14, and all they of Edom became David's servants. In Jewish Encyclopedia, 1904, page 5 and 41. The Edomites were incorporated into the Jewish nation, and their country was called by the Greeks and Romans Idumea, Mark 3:8. Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, 6, page 378. John Hyrcanus conquered the whole of Edom and undertook the forced conversion of its inhabitants to Judaism. These quotes show that the authors of these articles in the encyclopedia saw the Edomites as being different from the Israelites at that time. The Judeans became a racial mix. Today, the modern Jew does not admit outwardly to having any part of descendant from Edom. However, he will be looking at statements from Jewish authorities that say modern Jewry is Edom. These presentations do not demonstrate how Edom gained control over the nation or temple, or how much mixing of races ensued, but Mark 3:8 says that the multitude that followed Jesus came from Galilee, Judea, Idumea, beyond Jordan, Tyre, and Sidon. This indicates the level of integration at that time. Josephus and his comments on the Jews are as follows. Quotations are from the 1993 printing of the New Updated Version by William Winston. The historian Josephus, Antiquities of the Jews, tells of the Idumeans, Edom, submitting to the use of circumcision and the rest of the Jewish ways of living, at which time therefore this befell them, that they were hereafter no more other than Jews. They were known as Jews. The translator's note on this passage states, this account of the Idumeans admitting circumcision and the entire Jewish law from this time, or from the days of Hyrcanus, is confirmed by their long history afterwards. This, in the opinion of Josephus, made them proselytes of justice, or entire Jews, as here and elsewhere. However Antiochus, the enemy of Herod through Herod, were derived from such a proselyte of justice for several generations, will allow him to be no more than a half-Jew, but still take out of Dean Prideaux of the year 129 the words of Ammonus, a grammarian, which fully confirmed this account of the Idumeans in Josephus. The Jews, says he, are such by nature and from the beginning, whilst the Idumeans were not Jews from the beginning, but Phoenicians and Syrians, but being afterwards subdued by the Jews and compelled to be circumcised and to unite into one nation and be subject to the same laws, they were called Jews. Dio also says, as the Dean, there, it quotes him in Book 36.37, that country is called Judea and the people Jews, and this name is given also to as many others as embrace a religion, though of other nations. But then upon that, what foundation so good a governor as Hyrcanus took upon him to compel those Idumeans either to become Jews or to leave the country deserves great consideration. I suppose it was because they had long ago been driven out of the land of Edom and had seized upon the possessed tribe of Simon and all the southern parts of the tribe of Judah, which was a peculiar inheritance of the worshippers of the true God without idolatry. As the reader may learn from Reland, Palestine, and from Purdue at the year 140 and 165. In the Wars of the Jews, 4.4.4, one of the commanders of the Idumean army gives an appellation to Jerusalem as being the common city to their own nation. This is confirmed in Wars 2.20.4, and any comment by the translator, we may observe here that the Idumeans, as having been proselytes of justice since the days of John Hyrcanus, during about 195 years, were now esteemed as part of the Jewish nation and here provided with a Jewish commander accordingly. Over and over and over here, you're seeing the same words, folks, that these Idumeans, who were not Jews, who were not of Judah, who were not of Israel, were made Jews, called Jews, and everybody thinks they're Jews, but they're not Jews. Also, Wars 6.8.2, at the time when Titus attacked Jerusalem, the Idumeans were the chief defenders of Jerusalem. In 15.7.9, Josephus tells how an Idumean priest Costobarus received Jewish law and custom, became governor of Idumea, married Herod's sister, Salome. Antipater the Idumean was Herod's father. This is confirmed at length in Dissertation 7. Then Josephus gives examples of other races being circumcised to receive the Jewish religion, and this includes royalty, for example, Queen Helena of Adabene and her son, King Izates. Wars, Book 7.3.3, they also made proselytes of many great of the Greeks perpetually, and thereby, after sort, brought them to be a portion of their own body. The racial mixture of the Judeans as containing Israelites and non-Israelites is shown by the following. In Wars Book 28.2, for there are three philosophical sects among the Jews, the followers of the first, of whom are the Pharisees, the second the Sadducees, and the third sect, who pretends to a severe discipline and called Essenes. These last are Jews by birth, are Judeans, are Judites, and seem to have a greater affection for one another than the other sects have. It would seem that Josephus is indicating that the Essenes were Israelites and the Pharisees and Sadducees were not. Elsewhere, Josephus refers to Idumeans as Syrians. He calls Doeg the Edomite a Syrian, and Wars 6.2.1 indicates that the common language of the Jews in Judea at the time was Syriatic dialect. In Antiquities 13.11.3, Hyrcanus' son Aristobulus made war against Ituria and added a great part of it to Judea and compelled the inhabitants, if they would continue in that country, to be circumcised and to live according to the Jewish laws. Ituria was northwest of Palestine, and this quotation shows that peoples becoming subject to Jewish laws and thus becoming known as Jews came from lands both north and south of Palestine. Becoming Jews does not make them into Israelites or descendants from Isaac by race. Let me say that again. To become a Jew does not make you an Israelite, does not make you a descendant of Isaac, and does not make you a racial descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nor does it bring them into the covenant with God. In these historical records, we can see important facts that the descendants of Esau, Edomites or Idumeans, as well as many others, became known as Jews, that Jews by religion, many of whom were not of Israel stock, and included descendants of Esau, existed both inside and outside of Judea in those times. Even today, we do not know the proportions to which they went. That in those days the words Jew, Jews, and Judean did not equate solely with Judah or with Israel by race any more than they do today. The control of Judah and Judea by Edom started from the time of the captivity of Judah, and the Edomite aristocracy eventually gained ascendancy over the returnees from Babylon. From this position of power, they set about expounding their territory and power base by compelling all and sundry to follow their system of political and religious power, as they do today, even in our own lands.